This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Now that Ramadan is ending, I know some people who are already preparing to resume their sinful ways. Some people may ask, how should I advise them? Imagine that there was a judge who is willing to drop any charge on any criminal so long as they take an oath in his presence that they're not guilty. So two men, they meet up and they say to each other, let's carry out whatever we want to do. And when we stand before the judge, eventually we will take an oath that we are innocent. Imagine if the judge heard them making this plot without them realizing. Would he take their oaths seriously? And to Allah belongs the highest example. So what do you make of someone's repentance and apologies to Allah today in Ramadan if their intention is concrete, that it's going to be business as usual after Eid? How relevant are the words of Yahya ibn Mu'adh who said, "Man istaghfara bi lisanihi wa qalbuhu 'ala al-ma'siyati ma'qud," whoever repents verbally whilst his heart is insistent upon sin. وَعَزْمُهُ أَنْ يَرْجِعَ إِلَى الْمَعْصِيَةِ بَعْدَ الشَّهْرِ وَيَعُودُ, and his sin, his intention is to return back to his sin after Ramadan. What's the outcome? فَصَوْمُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودُ, then his fasting is rejected. وَبَابُ الْقَبُولِ فِي وَجْهِهِ مَسْدُودُ, and the door of acceptance has been closed in his face. The fact that Angel Jibreel made dua against the one who lives to witness Ramadan but doesn't have his sins erased, and the fact that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen to his dua, that's an indication of the quality of this human being whose life does not change in Ramadan. Almost to say that Ramadan has been so densely compressed with opportunities that if despite this you fail to change, then this person deserves to have a dua against him by the greatest of angels, Jibreel, and the greatest of creation, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So beware of being on the receiving end of that dua. And that is why I love the expression of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, who said, أَعْظَمُ الْكَرَامَةِ الْهُزُومُ الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ, that the greatest honor is in remaining steadfast. The greatest of honorings is istiqamah, staying steadfast as a Muslim. So if yesterday was a preparation for Ramadan, then we can comfortably say that Ramadan is a preparation for the rest of our lives, a preparation for full time Muslims. And it was said to one of our predecessors, Bishr al-Hafi, إِنَّ قَوْمًا يَجْتَهِدُونَ فِي رَمَضَانَ فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ تَرَكُوا. There are people who work hard in the month of Ramadan, but the moment the month departs, they stop it all. He said, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانَ. How evil are such people who only know Allah in the month of Ramadan. In fact, even in the world of health and fitness, a person who diets for a period of time and successfully loses weight but then reverts to his old eating habits, according to our standards, this person has failed. So beware, my brother, my sister, of employing a different standard to your Islam. When Ramadan departs, is it likely that you will go into reverse? Worse still, was short-termism your intention in Ramadan all along? So take positive, concrete steps as of today to station yourself upon the good that you're doing now, with the intention of at least maintaining parts of it post Ramadan. And with the same time, setting an intention of not allowing the ugly face of those sins that you've cast aside in Ramadan to reappear after the month. So this takes me to my last message, which is carry a small portion of what you did in Ramadan and extend it all year round. A portion of praying in congregation, a portion of praying at night, a portion of praying alone, a portion of Quran you recite, a portion of genuine tawbah repentance, a portion of dua, a portion of dhikr, subhanAllah, a portion of fasting. If you do that, then this becomes a bright indication that your hard work in Ramadan has been credited to your account and Allah has accepted you. And the opposite is just as true.